This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. We're in the home stretch here. Sechtemayt Katan Chavhei Amad Aleph. In the Daf Yom, they say 66 blat left, right? So we say 4 blat left. 4 blat left. Okay, now we're going to have a number of hespedim. Kinoch nafshe de Rabba Barav Huna v'Rav Hamnuna. When Rabba Barav Huna and Rav Hamnuna passed away. Now, the fact that it gives Rabba's father's name, and it doesn't give Rav Hamnuna's name, father's name, presumably Rabba's father was greater than Rav Hamnuna's father. Askinul Hasan, they brought them up there to Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu Agishru, when they got to the bridge, Kamu Gamli, the camels that were carrying, each camel was carrying a different guf, they stopped. The camel stopped. Amar luhu hahutaya, so the Arab merchant who was leading them said, "My hai, vasketan, why are the camel stopped?" He figured the Jews must know why the camel stopped. Amar le rabbanon, so the rabbi said, "The ka'avdi yikara hadadi, they're honoring each other. The camels are margish that Rabba bar Rav Huna is saying, no, let Rav Hamnuna go first, and the other camel is margish that Rav Hamnuna's camel is saying, let Rabba Rav Huna go first." So Amrule Rabban Dika Avdi Kara Dadi. Maramar Marne Alberisha. One of them is saying the master should go first. Maramar Marne Alberisha. So now the Arab chimed in. The Arab wants to give a final psak. Omar, he said, Dinuhu, it is reasonable to Rabba Barav Huna Le Alberisha. Rabba Barav Huna should go first. Why? Rashi says, Taya Socha Yishmaeli. Chalif Gamla de Rabba Rav Huna, so the camel of Rabba Rav Huna went first. Notur Kache Vishine Dehutaya, and the molars and the teeth of the Arab fell out. His teeth fell out. So the Marsha asks, well, obviously he got the right psak because the camel of Rav Huna, Rabba Rav Huna went first. So he got the right psak. Why did his teeth fall out? So either the pshat was, not everything that's right you should say. Now the Marsha doesn't say this, but I would say it's none of the Arab. The Arab should not be paskining on this shaila. It's not his role to paskin on the shaila, even if he's right. Not everything that you're right about should you say.
The Haggai Shetzianim changes bedina didi.
Where? To where? What is?
Not dina who? He says e bedina didi. If it were up to me, that's what the.
Oh.
So therefore, what right does
meaning,
he have to say?
If it was up to me, Gavra, now, the, okay, that's what right, you mean what right does he have to say? Lamaisa, the Rashi and the Ksavyad, and you're pointing out the good system, says, Ibedina didi, Gavra bar Gavra should go first. Someone who's a Gavra, the son of a Gavra, meaning he's utilizing the argument that Rabba was bar Rav Huna. So either some learned that it was disparaging to Rav Hamnuna's father, or you could say it was none of it, you know, it's not his role to paskin about this. Okay. So when Rabba bar Rav Huna and Rav Hamnuna got to Eretz Yisrael, Pasach Aleyahu Yenuka, a certain child began with the following hesped.
Why is this realm handling Mason anyway?
Why? He's leading the camels. Saying, who digs the graves? When you come to a cemetery. Did they?
Who's holding the urn?
No, it's on top of a camel, and there's an Arab merchant leading the camels. All of a sudden, the camel stops. So the Arab merchant said, "What's going on?" You know, he was there, right? Pasach aleihu yenuka. So a child opened up. Geza yeshishim, the stump of old sages. Rashi brings two pshatim here. One pshat is. One shot is this refers to Rav Hamnuna. Geza Yeshishim. He's the stump of older sages. Then Rashi brings a Lishna Achrina. Geza Yeshishim refers to Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who's Ben Gedoylam. That he was the son of Rav Huna, who's the Rosh Goyla, and who is better than the Nasi even of Eretz Yisrael. So referring to one of these sages, the Yenuka said, Geza Yeshishim. Let's see. See, Rashi in the Ksav Yad says Pasach alei de Rav Hamnuna. But then Rashi brings another Rashi, and our Rashi says either it's Rabbi Barav Huna. So Geza Yeshishim Alami Bavel arose from Bavel. Now, about who does it say Alami Bavel? It says that about Ezra. So that's very high praise to say about an Amora, the words Alami Bavel. Typically we say Ezra was Alami Bavel. V'imai Sefer Melchamos, and he brought with him the Book of Wars. What is the Book of Wars? The Torah. Al Ken Yeomar B'Sefer Melchamos Hashem, the Pasuk says in Chukas. Ka'as V'Kipad, the Ka'as and the Kipad, these are two types of desert birds that represent destruction and desolation. We had in the Shir about Shemona Esrei and the birds. The Ka'as and the Kipod are two like owls. They're birds of desolation. These two birds of desolation, Huchpalu, have doubled Lirois to see Beshoid Veshever, the plunder and the catastrophe, Haba Mishinar, which came from Shinar. Where's Shinar? Rashi in this week's Parsha. Bavel. Why is Bavel called Shinar? Everything shakes down there. It's a low spot. So basically he's pointing out that there's the double tsar here because both of these sages died. Katsaf alay lama, God got angry at his world. V'chamas mimenu nefashas, and he robbed our souls. God took away our souls. But v'samach bahem kekala chadasha, God rejoices over it like a new kala. By the way, this based on this Gemara, there's a Tshuva Nechsam Sofer in Yardea, Simen Reish Lam and Gimel, where Chassam Sofer challenges the minog of going up to the kever of the Rashbi. He says some people want to say that on a yartzeit it's yoimel dihilula, which means a chasana. Says Chassam Sofer, it's not true. A yartzeit is not a happy occasion. It's happy for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says for us it's chamas. For us it's robbery. But v'samach lem, God is happy kekala chadasha, like a new kala.
And the Shir, right, said that by.
Tanoim.
Yeah,
that's Tefarem for, but that's Reb Tzadok HaKohen, but the Chassam Sofer doesn't buy that. Chassam Sofer says that a yahrzeit is a sad day for anybody. Yeah? No, Stam, the concept that a yahrzeit is called Yom HaDihilula, the day of the Chasana. Why is it a Chasana?
No,
so Chassam Sofer says that the source that a yahrzeit is like a Chasana comes from this line in the Gemara. Because it says that when God takes... Even more, when God takes the soul, it's a chasana. But who's it a chasana for? For God.
And every year that renews that.
Yeah, that, well, the Pasha says the year. Annually, for the relatives, it's a Yom of Tzar, right? And every year, for God, it's a Yom of Hilula. Yeah.
Or the time of when death is a Tzar, because you have to say Shiva, but every year that continues, then Shama gets in a Chum, that you get in a Chum, because you're going from wherever they're going, and then hopefully...
Yeah, but otherwise there's no Makar that it's a Chasana. The whole Makar that it's a Chasana is from here. Where does it come from? Yom HaDihilula. Where does it say that? A Yard said Yom. The answer is because the Gemara says that it's Hashem is Mesameach with the Neshama, Kekala Chadasha. When the Neshama goes up... By the way, Yom HaDihilula, it says it by the Rashbi, when he died. So Chassam Sofer says that's based on Talmud Bavli, Chafei Amabez, that it says it's Samach Bem Kekala Chadasha. But us, the Gabe us, it's Shoid V'Shever, Kapod V'Kos, Katzaf Alei Lamai. Roich HaVarovai Sos V'Samach B'Boye Lov Nefesh Naki V'Tzadik. The one who rides on the highest heavens rejoices when the soul of a clean tzaddik comes to him. That's the concept. The Gemara is saying that Ribbono Shel Olam rejoices when he has the soul of a tzaddik. Fine. So that's what they said by the Ptira of Rabbi Rav Huna and Rav Hamnuna. Kinoch Navshe de Ravina. When Ravina passed away, Pasach Aleiha Hu Safdana, a certain eulogizer opened up and began about him. The eulogizer addressed the date trees. He said, Tamarim hini orosh, date trees, your tops should shake. You should shake al tzadik hatamar. On a tzadik that's likened to a date palm. Why is a tzadik likened to a date palm? Right? We say tzadik hatamar yifrach. What does a tzadik got to do with a date palm? So the tamar is a unique tree. It only has one stump that goes up there. No, it doesn't branch off. So too the tzadik has one lev, lavinu shemat shamayim. By the way, that's the way that one of the reasons why it's recommended to avoid eating olives in excess, because the olive, the date palm has one lave, the olive has no lave, so it represents the chesaron of chachma. Anyway, fine. Amar Rav Ashi, he continues, Nasim Leilos Kiyamim, make your nights like day, mourn him night and day, Al-Mesim Leilos Kiyamim, for the one who made his nights like the day, who learned not only during the day, but during the night as well. Amar Rav Ashi Lebar Kipuk. Rav Ashi, now Rav Ashi hears all these nice hespedim that they said about big rabbis. So Rav Ashi says, no, what are you going to say about me?
This is Ravina Rav Ashi, right?
Same yeah, right. So Rav Ashi was a little later. And then Rav Ashi hears what Ravina got a nice nice recognition. So Ravina wants to know, what are they going to say about me? Amar Rav Ashi Lebar Kipuk. What are they going to say when the day comes? Some say it was the day that he was passing away. He wanted to know. Amar Le, he said, Bar Kipuk said, I'll tell you what I'm going to say. Amin, I'm going to say, Im barozim nafla shal heves. If the fire, the flame, caused to fell the cedar trees, mayasu ezeve haker, what will the hyssop that grows in the wall say? Right? The most majestic of all trees is the cedar. The lowliest of all trees is the grass that grows in the wall. You know, in the kosel grass, has the green grass coming out. That's the lowest. So if God's retribution even devolves on the cedar trees, certainly, well, you know, what are we going to say? Liv yasan b'chika hayala. This is a play on words from a pasuk in Chavakuk. In Chavakuk it says, can you catch a Liv yasan with a hook? You know the story? There was a guy who was drowning. So a Rebbe passed by. The Rebbe sees him, he's gasping, he's choking, he's about to go under. The Rebbe says, regards to the Liv yasan. So the chassidim said, what are you doing? Mamash achzorius. You're making fun of the guy. All of a sudden, the guy starts laughing and he starts swimming and he saves his life. So the Rebbe said, ki besimcha seitzei, with a joke, you could get someone out of any predicament. Anyway, so this is a play on words. In Chavakuk says you're going to catch, man, the guy goes fishing, you know, by the pond over there. Guy, you think he's fishing for some tiny fish. He brings up the Liv yasan. You can't schlep up Liv yasan on a little hook. But here, Liv yasan mechika hayala. If Liv yasan was brought up on a hook, mayasu de geirakak, what are the fish of the pond going to do? Binachal shoytef naflachika, if dryness affected a raging river, mayasu may gave him. What will happen to stagnant water? Meaning, you know what we're going to say about you? We're going to say about you that you're compared to a cedar tree. You're compared to the Liv yasan. You're compared to a raging river. And when you go, it's going to be, what can we say about ourselves? Amar Le Bar Avin. Bar Avin was there. And he said, come on, you can't be maspid of Ashi that way. Chas v'shalom, dechika v'shalheves b'tzadika. I mean, are you going to apply a fish hook to a tzaddik, and apply a dryness to a tzaddik, a flame to a tzaddik? How could you say that? When you say, if the flame devolves on the cedar tree, that means you're saying a tzaddik's going to Gehenna. You're saying he was caught on a fish hook. How could you say that about a tzaddik? So he said, Amino, you're going to say that about a tzaddik. Umay amrit, so what are you going to say? Amina, I would say, this is Bar Avin talking, Bachu la'aveilim v'loy la'aveda, cry for the mourners, but not for the lost object. Shehila menucha, the lost object is going to be found, va'anu la'anocha, but we are mourning. Now Rav Ashi felt bad again, because they were saying he's lost. Chalash daite, Rav Ashi felt bad. Don't make an Amora feel bad. What happened? Chalash daite alayu, v'ishapuch karayu. The feet of Bar Kipuk and Bar Avin, they turned upside down. So usually you have the sole of the foot on the bottom and the top of the foot on top. Their feet turned over. They had upside down feet. Imagine that. What could they never do? What mitzvah could they never do if you have upside down feet? Can't do chalitza. Says the Gemara.
Pretty impressive.
There's a drasha that your feet you have to remove the shoe right side up. They wear the shoes.
Still, yeah, the shoe's still there.
No, they have to wear shoes upside down. They wear upside down shoes. because their bottom is on the top and top's on the bottom. Hahu yoimalei asu las pude. When Avashi died, these two chevra did not show up to give a hesped. Either they couldn't get there, they had upside down feet, or it wasn't right for them.
How does that go with the punishment?
Why did they have upside down feet? What's the midah keneged midah of upside down feet? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How do you walk with upside down feet?
You don't. That's why they couldn't get to the hesped, right? Or the pshat is it wasn't right for them to come give a hesped when they had prepared an improper hesped. V'hainu the Amar Avashi loy bar kipuk chalitz loy bar aven chalitz. You want to know two guys who can't do chalitza? These two guys have upside down feet. So we're learning Yevamos coming up. Bear this in mind. We'll have a whole mesecht about Yevamos. So just remember, Bar Avin and Bar Kippuk, they can't do Chalitza. They probably didn't enjoy mesecht Yevamos. When they came to Yevamos, they didn't do Daf HaShavua, they did Daf Yomi. Okay. Rava, ki hava asi la Diglas. Rava, when he got to Diglas, which river is Diglas? The Tigris River. Amar le Bar Avin. Now this is before Rav Avin's feet turned upside down. Rav Avin was like a famous maspid. So Rava came to the Diglas, or it means Rava lived in Mechuza, and the Diglas was always in jeopardy of flooding Mechuza. He said, "Kum Eima Milsa, say a prayer." Kai, he got up. Amri said, "Bayu ba'u Rav Shlishis b'mayim." Most of a third came in the water. What in the world does that mean? Klal Yisrael is called Shlishis. In Yeshaya. And Rav is the leader. So Rava is like most of the Jewish people. So basically, Rav Avin said, Rav Shlishis, most of Klal Yisrael, B'mayim, have come to the water. Meaning it's coming to Rava. Zoch Zachar V'rachim. Remember them, have mercy on them. Ta'inu me'acharecha, we've strained from behind you, ki'isha mi'ba'al, like a woman who strayed from her husband. Al taznichenu, do not forsake us, ke'ois me'mara, like the sign of the bitter waters that a woman is checked with. God, don't abandon us. Okay, now, the Gemara gives us a mnemonic, which is somewhat of a difficult mnemonic, because some of the names here are not discussed in the Gemara, and some of the names discussed in the Gemara are not in the mnemonic. But the mnemonic is, we're going to talk about someone by the name of Chanin, Yochanan, Zerah, Abba, Yaakov, Yossi, Shmuel, Chia, Menachem, Simon. So if you want to memorize the Gemara, if you're one of the guys who does the Gemara memorization, all you need to remember is Chanin, Yochanan, Zerah, Abba, Yaakov, Yossi, Shmuel, Chia, Menachem. Got it?
No.
Although I know Chashu Rav has six names, but no.
Yeah,
he's had seven,
He was given six names at the
first. No, okay. Yeah, he's given. Yeah. Anyway, Rav Chanin Chasnei de Ben Hasiyahava. Rav Chanin was the son-in-law of the house of the Nasi. Hava. Loi ka hava lei bani. He didn't have children. Rav Chanin Nebuch didn't have children. Boy rachame. He pleaded for mercy, v'havalei, but he had children. But he died the day he had a son. The day he had a child, he died. So it was, we'll talk about it, bittersweet. Pasach alei hahu safdana. The eulogizer began. Simcha letuga nefcha. Happiness turned to sorrow. Sasain v'yagain nidbaku. Joy and morose cling together. There was joy in the birth of the child and morose. Be'ez simchasai nenach. At the time of happiness, there was moaning. Be'ez chaninasai. At the time that grace was shown to the Vlad, Rashi says, avad chaninai. The one who gained that grace, who pleaded with God for the grace, died. Now we know in Chumash, the word chanina is associated with having children. Where? Hayiladim ashachanan elokim esavdecha. Esav said, "Me elalach, who are these?" And what did Yaakov say? Hayiladim ashachanan elokim. These are the children that God gave me graciously. Likewise, when Yosef met Binyamin, Yosef had never seen Binyamin because Binyamin did not have the bracha of Chen from Yaakov. So what did Yosef say to Binyamin? Elokim yachnecha. So we see that Chen is associated with having children. You could also say, Stama Drush, you could say, the beginning of Parshas Noach says, Eila Todos. Talk about children. Why? Because the end of Todos, Menoach Motza Chen. How did he find Chen? Eila Todos Noach. Okay, not bad. What? Yeah, Noach is Chen. But the last pasuk of Bereishis is Menoach Motza Chen. Be'ini Hashem, how? Eila Todos Noach. Okay, anyway, Chen is associated with children. So what do they name him? Asikulei Chanan al Shmei. They named the child Chanan al the father. When Rabbi Yochanan died, that's right. So is Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan died, Pasach alei Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. Kosha ayom li Yisrael ki yom ba shemesh b'tzaraim. This day is so difficult for Kali Yisrael, like when the sun set midday. Tachsev, the pasuk says, v'haya b'yom ahu. Behevesi Hashemesh b'tzaharayim. It will be on that day, and I will bring the sun at midday. Now, Rabbi Yochanan himself interpreted the pasuk that has a curse that the sun will set at midday. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan zeh yoimai shel Yoshio. That was the day that Yoshio died. Yoshio's untimely death was so tragic. It was likened to when the sun sets at midday. Likewise, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar ben Elazar applied this to the death of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Hagav Atzmecha. Rabbi Yochanan's death was like the sun that set midday. The analogy of a sun setting midday implies that something happened before its time. Rabbi Yochanan was a very, 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 very old man. Extremely old. He had been a teaching in the yeshiva for at least 80 years as Rosh Hashiva. He was over 100 years old. How could you say about him that it was like the sun set at midday? The point being that when Gedolim passed away, they could be 400 years old. But we need them so much that whenever they die, it's an untimely death. It's like the sun set at midday. It's tragic. It's sudden. Okay. Yosef Rav Ami. Now, Kinach Navshed Rav Yochanan. Yosef Rav Ami Shiva Shloshim. Rav Ami sat Shiva. Rav Ami sat Shloshim. Like we learned before. Chacham Shameis HaKol Kroivav. HaKol Koirin, HaKol Choltzin, HaKol Mavrin. Yeah, more than that. He sat Shiva and he sat Shloshim.
We learned that before.
No, we didn't. But we learned that there's Avilus for a Chacham. But we didn't learn to this extent. Nope. Amar Rav Abba, I'm just doing it for dramatic effect. Amar Rav Abba, Braid Rav Chibar Abba. Rav Abba, the son of Rav Chibar Abba, said, Rav Ami Dov Lagar Mehuda. Rav Ami is doing his own thing. Why? The Hachi Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba is what my father said. Rabbi Yochanan, the name Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu Rabbi Shalim Du Chachma. Even your own Rebbe, you could mourn, but Eino Yosef Al Yomecha. It's only one day. Okay, Kinoch Navshid Reb Zera. Now I believe this Gemara appears elsewhere in Shas. Yeah, Megillah, Davav. Now, Davav is one of my favorite Gemaras in Megillah because it talks about Tavaria. Tomorrow we're back to Tavaria. Tomorrow night. Noach and Tavaria.
Did Rabba die on this stuff?
Did it talk
about Rabba?
Rabba, yeah. Kinoch Nav, Rabba Bar Rav Huna.
Because Rabba and Rav Zeira is the Maisa with the killing, right?
Right. No, so the regular, I don't think Rabba is Rabba Bar Rav Huna. I think Rabba is Rabba Bar Nachmini. So anyway, Kinoch Nav Shidra Bzeira Pasach Alei Husav Dona. Eretz Shinar Hara V'Yalda. The land of Bavel conceived and bore. Reb Zera was born in Bavel. Eretz Tzvi, the land of the deer. Eretz Yisrael Gidla Sha'ashueha, raised her treasures, because Reb Zera moved to Eretz Yisrael. Oyna La Amra Rekes. Woe to her, says Rekes. What's Rekes? It's another name for Tveria. Why? Afilu Rekonin Shabahem Malei Mitzvahs Karimain. Woe to her, says Tveria, ki avda kli chemdasa, because it lost the treasure.
What city in Eretz Yisrael is another name for Tzvi?
No, there's no.
The Rav gave us here on the
Tzvi.
Yeah, I think so.
A city.
Yeah,
Brekes.
It wasn't.
Second. It was from Bava. What is Tveria doing here?
He then moved to Tveria.
And then he went there. Then he went to
No, so like this. When Reb Zera died, so the eulogizer said, Bavel conceived, Eretz Yisrael raised him, woe to her, says Tveria, because Tveria lost her treasure. He lived in Tveria. Reb Zera lived in Tveria. Eretz Tzvi refers to Eretz Yisrael. Like Mar Megill says, the reason why Eretz Yisrael is like a Tzvi, because just like a deer, this, if you skin it, it contracts. Right? So to Eretz Yisrael, it expands. Right? It has, Eretz Yisrael has 6 million people. Comes Sukkot, it has 60 million people just in that old city, and it expands to let everybody in. Okay. And nobody complains. That's the miracle. Kinoch Navshe de Rebavo. When Reb Avo passed away, Achisu Amude de Kesara Maya, the pillars of Caesarea dripped water. Moisture came out of them as if they were crying. De Reb Yoisi, when Reb Yoisi passed away, Shafu Marzavi de Tzipari Dama, the gutters of Tzipari poured with blood. Because Reb Yoisi was Moisir Nefesh for the mitzvah of Mila. And God made a miracle to show how he valued Rabbi Yossi's Mesiras Nefesh. The water took on a reddish tinge as if they was pouring out blood. The Rabbi Yaakov, when Rabbi Yaakov passed away, Ischamiu koichvei biyamama. You could see the stars during the day. Like, why don't you see the stars during the day? Because the sunlight is too bright to see the stars. So just like when Rabbi Yaakov died, his image, his tzura dimmed, so too the sun dimmed. Rav Asi, when Rav Asi passed away, I'akru kalilani, all the trees were uprooted. Rav Chia, when Rav Chia passed away, nachisu kipui denura merakia, stones of fire came down from heaven. Fire stones. Bam. Rav Menachem Bar Yosef, Rav Menachem Bar Yosef passed away. Ishto Tzolamnaya v'havi l'machal tzaya. The image of the icons flattened and they became a slab. Because he was very careful never to look at these icons. Actually, Rashi says a different shot. Because his tzura changed, so the tzura of these icons were flattened. Rav Tanchum Bar Chia. What were they on? I'm on Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, "Kol parzu shel slumim vitzurus matbeos." I guess both, right? Rav Tanchum Bar Chia is katzatzu kol andartaya. All the statues were cut down. The Rashi in Xaviyad says, he was holy, he didn't. Rav Menachem never looked at a coin in his life. That's the Gemara in Avrei Pesachim Daf Kuf Dalet. Okay. The Rav El Yashiv. When Rav El Yashiv passed away, this, by the way, this is not Rav Yosef Shalom El Yashiv. This is a Amoira Rav El Yashiv. We had him mentioned in Tainus. Rav Yitzchak Ben El Yashiv. When he died, there were 70 burglaries in one night. Why? The pshat is the tzaddik protects the city from burglaries. So, ichtaru shivin machtarta, 70 tunnels were dug. Benarda. The Rav Hamnuna died, nachisu kipi debarta merakia. Hailstones fell down from heaven. The rabba of Rabbi Yosef. Oh, you want to know about rabba? Here he is. When Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were Co Rosh Hashivas. First came Rabba, and then came Rabbi Yosef.
It's Rabba Bar Nachmini. Rabbi Yosef was a bias, right? And he's saying that.
Not sure. When Rabba died, I think Rabba was the Rosh Masifta, and then 2.5 years later, Rabbi Yosef took over. Right? That was Machlekes. Sinai and Oikar Haram at the end of Hayriyas and Daf Yudalad, right? The Rabbah of Rabbi Yosef, Noshuk Kipi de Paras Ahadadi, the pillars that held up the arches that held up the bridge of the Euphrates fell and kissed each other. Right? You know, on the bridge they have like these two things, so they both toppled and they kissed each other. They fell into each other to indicate the, you know, the death of Rabbi Rav Yosef. But we, you know, it's a little bit of a problem because they died 2.5 years apart. Presumably, it means when the latter one died, so now both of them were gone. That's when it happened. The Abaye Verava Nosha Kipi de Diglas, the bridge, the arches of the Diglas kissed each other. Kinach Nafshe de Rav Mesharshia Ta'un Dikli Shetzi. When Mesharshia died, the date palms grew thorns to indicate that crops only grew in the schus of these Amarama when they were lost. Avda Kol Taiva. Rabbi Say, three more blahs to go.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.